Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the film.
Josh Tickell, I am one of the film's directors.
Yes, of Common Ground, which is coming to DC. The DC premiere will be at the Miracle Theater on Barracks Row here in Southeast, near Eastern Market Metro, actually. It'll be November 13th through the 15th, so everyone check it out. Hey, Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, so you co-directed this with your wife, Rebecca. Obviously, you've made several films together, but before we get to Common Ground, really quick, set the stage. I know this is like a follow-up to your 2020 doc, Kiss the Ground, which reached over 1 billion people around the world and even inspired the USDA to devote $20 billion towards soil health. So memories of Kiss the Ground really fast as a way to sort of, you know, tee up this one.
Key things about Kiss the Ground to remember, it was Woody Harrelson, Netflix, and it was all about saving the soil. So those are the big things about Kiss the Ground.
And then, so talk about, you know, how this is sort of a follow-up to that. You know, what is regenerative agriculture? You know, give us the basic idea behind it.
So the basic idea here is regenerative agriculture is a way of farming that grows soil. We're literally building soil. So we're building farmer profits. We're getting farmers out of debt. And we're building healthy food. Those are all positive win-win things that everyone can agree on.
Yeah, talk about some more of the positives of, you know, how it might help climate change and or are the health of the people who eat the food and even the economic impact. You know, like talk about how there's some big benefits to regenerative.
Well, think about it. We've got about 200 million acres of grain agriculture in the U.S., right? And the farmers that are currently growing that, they're going debt in record numbers. Suicide is 5 times higher than the national average, any other job, right? We turn that around with regenerative agriculture, and farmers make between $100 to $400 more per acre. Multiply that times 200 million, and you've got some serious cash going into farmers' pockets. That changes the Midwest. That changes the tax basis. And that reduces what we have to do in terms of subsidies. But beyond that, it sequesters carbon into the soil. So we're talking about turning farmers into our climate heroes as well as our food heroes.
So go a little deeper dive into exactly what it is then. Like is the main difference between what, you know, what's previously been done and regenerative agriculture? That's what I'm trying to find the difference. Is it the you're putting carbon back, you know, into the soil? Or yeah, what exactly are the key differences?
The key difference is it relies on 4 essential principles. You don't till, you reduce the chemicals, the sprays, the toxic stuff, you integrate animals into the crops, and you put cover crops. And you do them all 4. You don't just do one of them. When you do that, the principal difference is you're way reducing the expensive stuff that you have to do. You're reducing the toxic stuff that's in the food. So the food itself is healthier. And because the soil is rebounding, you're getting these crops that are just incredibly nutritious. And of course, the farmer isn't exposed to all those pesticides, the chemicals. We as a consumer, we may not immediately know the difference, but in the long term, the health of the food is going to increase our health as well. Very different than toxic conventional agriculture.
Yeah, and talk about how, you know, you're trying to fight against, I mean, you list all the positives of what this can do, but talk about how what you're up against sort of, you know, I know like the tagline or whatever is like it's unveiling a dark web of money and power and politics behind the broken food system. So yeah, what are some of those special interests that, you know, that are keeping the toxins in the soil?
Well, we have a long history with chemical companies in this country, and it really started around World War II, where we converted war chemicals into farm chemicals. And so there are companies that are making a lot of money selling those toxic chemicals. What we find is they don't necessarily want to be doing that. They want to help farmers, right? And so if you say to a farmer, look, you can reduce your chemical inputs by 50% in the first year, that farmer is going to say, that's awesome because I'm saving a lot of money. And there are other things that these companies can do. So look, at the end of the day, yes, regenerative agriculture is going to reshuffle the deck. Companies that are making a lot of money right now that are selling toxic stuff, they're either going to have to change their business model or get out of the game. But what we're committed to is we're committed to healthy food for everybody, and we're committed to good, healthy, economically profitable farmers. I think that that's something that Republicans can get behind, Democrats, independents, everyone can buy into that future, because that's really the future that's going to put America on the road of a healthy, profitable society.
I'm glad to hear you say that. I mean, it seems like it should be. I've always thought of farming and, you know, environmentalism, all that kind of stuff, as like, it should be like a uniquely bipartisan issue. You know, you think of like, you know, maybe, you know, a Southern or flyover state, you know, maybe a Republican farmer, or you think of a liberal, you know, quote unquote, that, you know, the old derogatory was tree hugger. I mean, we all love, you know, we love the land no matter what side you're on. You know what I mean? Progressives. And it seems like it should be something we can all rally around, right? Like, shouldn't like growing food and farming responsibly, healthily, shouldn't that be a bipartisan thing?
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, we say hug a farmer, right? Yeah. Let's hug a farmer. Let's make the farmers the heroes. And that, if you see the Common Ground poster around DC, if you're looking for something to do on Monday, November 13th, the 14th or 15th, the Tuesday or Wednesday there in November, Miracle Theater, we're going to have some farmer heroes from the Midwest with Congress people and with important VIPs from our government right there at the theater discussing this issue. Because yeah, we all can agree that farmers should be the heroes. Yeah, hug a tree. Maybe that's more of a California thing, but we all need to be hugging our farmers, you know?
Absolutely. It seems like it should, the land and the environment and our farms should be something we can all agree on. I'm with you. All right. Well, you mentioned a lot of the farmers and local farmer heroes are going to be at the screening. Tell me really quick before we run, you also got some, you know, big, heavy Hollywood heavy hitters to lend their voices and faces to this thing that, you know, if you watch this trailer, you'll see a bunch of, you know, celebrity voices getting involved in this call. So yeah, rattle off, you know, remind us who's in this thing, how you got such big names to get involved.
Yep. And we've got some of those celebrities coming to the Miracle Theater in DC, November 13th, 14th, 15th. We've got Jason Momoa, you know, Aquaman. He's in the movie. He's narrating along with Ian Somerhalder, Rosario Dawson. She was just in a big Star Wars show. We've got Laura Dern, Woody Harrelson. Everybody knows who Woody is, right? And Donald Glover. He was actually in a big Star Wars movie as well. So a lot of great celebrities narrating the film. They appear in the film. And the film is a love letter to our children. And they all write it together and they voice the letter. It is so beautiful. The film will give you hope. It'll make you cry, but in a good way, because this is about a good future we can all participate in.
Awesome. I love it. And where are you in the run? I know, I guess it did really well. It won the Human Nature Award at Tribeca. Yeah. So where are we? You're just going town to town now, right?
We are. This is really a rally across the country. You know, it started in California, went across the Midwest. We're heading to DC. But, you know, we plan to be in about, you know, 50 or 100 theaters. We have 3,000 theater requests, Jason. We have 3,000 requests to show the movie. So we're just beginning. It's really just the beginning of the theatrical run of this incredible film, Common Ground.
Awesome. Well, we'll do our best to get the word out about it, and best of luck as you continue taking around the country. And yeah, everyone come check it out. It's called Common Ground. It's going to be at the Miracle Theater in DC on Barracks Row, November 13th, 14th, and 15th. So everyone get your tickets now. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Jason. And I will be there. I look forward to seeing all of your listeners in person right there at the Miracle Theater.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jason.